Today, more are retiring with high mortgage debt. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The number of mature age Australians carrying mortgage debt into retirement is soaring. This was discussed in the conversation last week, there's a link in the comments below, in a piece by Rachel Ong-Viforge, Professor of Economics, School of Economics, Finance and Property, Curtin University, and Gavin Wood, Emeritus Professor of Housing and Housing Studies at RMIT University. They say that on average, each mature age Australian with a mortgage debt owes more relative to their income than 25 years ago. Microdata from the Bureau of Statistics Survey on Income and Housing shows an increase in the proportion of homeowners owing money on mortgages across every home-owning age group between 1990 and 2015. The sharpest increase is among homeowners approaching retirement. In other words, more are mortgaged for longer. For homeowners aged 55 to 64 years, the proportion owing money on mortgages has tripled from 14% to 47%. And among homeowners aged 45 to 54, it has doubled. Meanwhile, the average mortgage debt-to-income ratio among those with mortgages has pretty much doubled across every home-owning age group. And in the 45 to 54 age group, the mortgage debt-to-income ratio has blown out from 82% to 169%. For those aged 55 to 64, it has blown out from 72% to 132%. The soaring rates of mortgage indebtedness among older Australians have been driven by three distinct factors. First, property prices have surged ahead of income. Since 1970, the national dwelling price to income ratio has doubled. Despite weaker property prices, the ratio remains historically high. And this means households have to borrow more to buy a home. And it also delays the transition into home ownership, potentially shortening the remaining working life available to repay the loan. Second, today's homeowners frequently use flexible mortgage products to draw down on their housing equity as needed for other purposes. During the first decade of this century, one in five homeowners aged 45 to 64 years increased their mortgage debt, even though they did not move house. In other words, the house is now seen as an ATM. And thirdly, older homeowners appear to be taking on bigger mortgages or delaying paying them off in the knowledge that they can work longer than their parents did, or draw down their superannuation account balances. And in addition, super could be changing our behaviours. For mortgage holders aged 55 to 64 years, there is evidence to suggest that larger debts prolonging working lives. In 2017, around 29% of lump sum superannuation withdrawals were used to pay down mortgages or purchase new homes or pay for home improvements, up from 25% 4 years earlier. And in the Netherlands, where a mandatory occupational pension scheme along the lines of Australia's super scheme has been in place for much longer, over one half of homeowners aged 65 and over are still paying off mortgages. The implications are huge. Internationally, studies have found that indebtedness adds to psychological distress, and the impacts on well-being are more profound for older debtors without the ability to recover from financial shocks. Debt-free home ownership in old age used to be known as the fourth pillar of the retirement income system because of its role in reducing poverty in old age. It allowed the Australian government to set the age pension at relatively low levels. Growing indebtedness will increase after housing cost poverty among older Australians and create pressure to boost the age pension. Mortgage debt burdens late in working life will also expose homeowners to unwelcome risks as health or employment shocks can ruin plans to pay off their mortgages. During the first decade of this century, around 500,000 Australians aged 50 years and over lost their homes. As a result, taxpayers will be under pressure to help. Those losing home ownership are often forced to rely on rental housing assistance. Moreover, as older tenants, they are unlikely to ever leave housing assistance. And this will put pressure on the government to boost spending on housing assistance, which in turn is likely to further boost demand for housing assistance. Super and government housing assistance could become the safety nets that allow retirees to escape their mortgages. Now, that wasn't the intended purpose of superannuation and wasn't the intended purpose of housing assistance. It is a development that ought to be front and centre of the inquiry into the retirement income system announced by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. But once again, it comes back to the fundamental question of the relationship between households and the amount of debt that they hold. And by the way, the DFA modelling and research absolutely validates what the Conversation article has said. We are seeing many more households going into retirement with very large mortgages. Now, of course, the banking system loves this because it means that more interest is being paid and therefore their profits are boosted. But the broader social implications of this trend, the very high debt levels, and the risks into the future have clearly not been well understood either by households or by policymakers. This is an area where I think immediate focus is required. Before we go, a quick reminder of our live stream event and Q&A session on Tuesday the 18th of June at 8 p.m. Sydney time. You can ask questions live on the chat or beforehand via the DFA blog, details below. I look forward to seeing you on the show, and remember to bookmark the event. Here is the link. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.